Shabbos Daf Samach, the Mishnah had said that a woman can't go out with a needle that isn't pierced. The Gemara wants to know, obviously now you know, what use does it have anyway? So Rabbi Yosef says that a woman can use it to collect her stray hairs with it and kind of pin it to her hat. But Abaye says if that's true, then this is the same as a garter, which a woman would use to hold her stockings up. And we know that's going to be tahor, and we know you can wear that out on Shabbos. So if you can wear the garter out on Shabbos, why can you not wear the needle out? So rather, Rav Ada Nar Shah said before Rabbi Yosef that a woman's going to use it to part her hair with it so that she can start combing it. But then the Gemara still asks, in that case, what use does it have? Because a woman's not going to comb her hair on Shabbos. So Rava says, and we're talking about a needle that has a bar of gold on the end. So even if she's not going to use it for anything, she could still put it on her hat and use it as an ornament over her forehead. The next Mishnah says that a man cannot go out with a hobnailed sandal, which is this wooden sandal that has a leather top and it's kind of nailed down to the sole. He can't go out with one sandal on if he has no wound. He can't go out with tefillin or with an amulet that's not proven to be effective, with a coat of mail, with a helmet, with shin guards, any of these things. However, if he did go out with them, he's not going to have to bring a karmen chatas. We see that these are only d'rabbanan gzeiros. The Gemara wants to know, why can't a man go out with a hobnailed sandal? Shmuel says, because it once happened that the Jews were hiding from the government during these anti-Jewish decrees, and they were hiding out in this cave, and they said anyone's allowed to be in here to hide, but no one is allowed to go out. So one day somebody came in and his sandals were reversed. They were kind of backwards, and so it looked like, while even though he was coming in, it looked like somebody was walking out, and they saw these footprints and they got scared that someone had walked out and the government would have seen them and they were going to come and capture them and kill them. So they all started fighting amongst each other and they started kicking each other with these hobnailed sandals, which were these nail studded shoes, and they ended up killing more of each other than their enemies ended up killing them. So Rabbi Lahi Bar Elazar teaches it differently, that they were hiding in a cave and they heard a noise above them and they thought it was the enemy, so they started fighting and kicking each other and they killed more of each other than the enemy did. Rami Bar Yecheskel says, no, they were hiding in a shul and they heard a noise behind the shul and they thought this was their enemy, so they started fighting and they were kicking each other and they killed a lot of each other, more than the enemy killed. And therefore, because all these things were brought about, whichever way you look at it, it was brought about through these hobnailed shoes, which were very dangerous, they decreed that you can't wear these hobnailed shoes. However, the Gemara says, if that's true, that they're so dangerous and can lead to killing, why is this only not allowed on Shabbos, right? So the Gemara answers that the reason why is it only not allowed on Shabbos? It should never be allowed. So the Gemara answers, because this incident happened on a Shabbos, so we're going to keep it only not allowed on Shabbos. However, if that's true, then it should be allowed on Yontif. Why do we have a Mishnah that says you can't send a hobnailed sandal or an unsewn shoe on Yontif because you can't wear them on Yontif? We see from here that you can't wear the hobnailed sandal even on Yontif. So the Gemara answers that the reason it's Usher on Shabbos is because there was a gathering of people. It's Usher on Shabbos because on Shabbos there's a gathering of people, just like in our stories, that was all came about through a gathering of the people. So too on Yontif, which has a gathering of the people, it's also going to be Usher. However, if that's true, there's a big public gathering on these public fast days. Why are they not allowed on the public fast days? Because since this story happened on Shabbos with a public gathering when there's an Isser Malacha, so too they're going to extend that to Yontif when there's a public gathering with an Isser Malacha, you can't do work. But on a fast, when it's a gathering without an Isser Malacha, they're not going to apply it then. And the Gemara notes that even according to Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva, who says that they only can't transport the Parah Aduma ashes when you're crossing the Jordan by boat, because one time they were trying to transport the Parah Aduma ashes over the Jordan by a boat, and there's something really bad that happened there, and so the Rabbanan made a gzera that you can never do that. Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva says that only applies just like the exact case of the original case, that you can't transport Parah Aduma ashes over the Jordan in a boat. So Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva would only require the original case in something like this, where the Jordan is a very different river than any other rivers. However, by Shabbos and Yontif, those are really alike, so he's comfortable extending a gzera from Shabbos to Yontif, because we have a Mishnah that says there's no difference between Shabbos and Yontif except for food prep. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel that you're only not allowed to wear these hobnailed sandals if the nails are there to strengthen the sandal. However, if they're there to beautify the sandal and as decoration, then they're allowed. So how many nails are considered for beautifying? Rav Yochanan says 5 in each sandal. Rav Chanina says 7 in each sandal. Rav Yochanan says to Rav Shimon bar Abba, I'm going to tell you exactly the configuration of both my opinion and Rav Chanina's opinion, that according to me, it's 2 on each side of the sandal and 1 in the middle to fasten down the strap. And according to Rav Chanina, it's 3 on either side of the sandal and 1 in the middle to fasten the strap. However, we have a braisa there. Rav Nassan says a sandal with an uneven sole that leans on its side can have 7 nails. Rebbe says it can have 13 nails. So Rav Chanina is clearly going like Rav Nassan that he allows 7 nails, but who's Rav Yochanan going like? Neither opinion prohibits above five nails. So rather, we have a brisa that Reb Nehora says a sandal with five nails is allowed, with seven nails it's usher. So that's what Reb Yochanan is going like. And Eifa said to Rabbi Bar Barchana, you and your colleagues who are disciples of Reb Yochanan, you should follow Reb Yochanan and not have more than five nails in your sandals. But we are not disciples of Reb Yochanan, so we could go like Reb Chanina and have at least, and we can have up to seven nails in our sandal. Rav Huna asked Rav Ashi, can you wear a sandal that has five nails in it out on Shabbos? Rav Ashi says that you can even having seven nails is allowed. What about nine? Rav Huna wants to know. And Rav Ashi answers, even eight is going to be usher. There was a shoemaker who asked Rav Ami, if I sew the top of a shoe onto a sandal so that the top of the sandal is covered in the leather of a shoe, can I wear that out? And Rav Ami said, I know that this is allowed, but I'm not sure why. Rav Ashi said, what do you mean you don't know why it's allowed? It's because this is now considered a shoe, and the gzera prohibiting this was only applied to a sandal. Rav Ada bar Zavda said to Rav Abba bar Avina that if you used a nail like a staple, right, you kind of bent a nail over like a semicircle to kind of fasten the shoe in, can you go out with that? And Rav Ada bar Avina answered that that's allowed, and Rav Yossi bar Rav Chanina said you can also go out if the nail is fashioned like a staple. Rav Shesha says if you covered the entire shoe with nails so that the bottom of it is not going to wear out by walking on it, that is allowed. You're allowed to go out with that. The Brisa said, because we have a Brisa that says you can't go out with a hobnailed sandal, even if you're just walking from one house to another or just from bed to bed in one house, you are allowed to carry the shoe though to cover up a utensil or to support the leg of a bed. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon doesn't allow you to ever carry this shoe. The Brisa continues that if the majority of the nails have fallen out of the shoe and only four or five nails are left in it, then it's allowed. You're allowed to walk out with it if only four or five are left. Rebbe allows, even if you have seven nails left in your shoe and the majority and the rest of them fell out. The Brisa continues, if you covered the bottom with leather and you nailed the top down, that's going to be allowed. If you use the nails like staples, you bent them over to fasten in the shoes, or the tops of the nails were wide like a bar, or they were fashioned like a stake, or you covered the entire shoe with nails so that it's not going to wear out, then it's allowed. So we see from here the key point is that you covered the entire shoe with nails so that's not going to get worn out, and this Brisa says you're allowed to wear that shoe out on Shabbos. However, the Brisa, the Gemara notes that the Brisa is contradictory. First it says if the majority of the nails fall out, that's allowed, which seems to imply as long as there are less than half the original number of nails, then you're allowed to go out with this shoe. It doesn't matter how many nails there are, it just has to be less than the original. However, the Brisa then continues to say you can only go out with it if there are four or five left, so it seems very contradictory. So Rav Shesha says no, it's not a contradictory. When it says that less than half of the nails are allowed, that's talking about in a case where the nails are worn down so that they're level with the sole. So you could tell that originally there were many, many nails in here, but now the majority of them have fallen out. But when we're talking about the four or five left, that's talking about a case where the nails were completely taken out, so you can't tell that there were ever more than four or five nails. Now the Gemara wants to know, if we said five nails are allowed, why do we have to say four? Obviously, if five is okay for five nails to be left, then obviously four is okay. So Chista says it's teaching that you can have four nails remaining from a small sandal and five remaining from a big sandal. So the Brisa said that Rebbe allows up to seven nails to be left in the shoe. However, we have a Brisa that Rebbe allows up to 13 nails in the shoe. So the Gemara answers that Brisa is talking about an uneven sandal, that's going to be different because it needs extra nails in it to kind of correct it so that it will be flat, totally flat. But the Gemara notes, now that we're saying that Brisa is talking about this uneven sandal, and that with an uneven sandal you need extra nails in it, then we can say that Brisa, which had seemed to contradict Rabbi Yochanan, because no opinion had said only up to five nails, right? They had said either seven like Rebbe or 13 nails like Rebbe, or Rav Nosson had said seven nails, so neither opinion was going like Rabbi Yochanan, who said five. We can say that Brisa was talking about an uneven sandal, which requires more nails, and that's not going to be a disproof to Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Masna says the halacha is not like Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Shimon, who said that you are never allowed to move the sandal either to cover the utensil or for the support of a leg of a bed. And the Gemara says, obviously the halacha is not like Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Shimon, because the Tanakhama said that you are allowed to move it, and we know the halacha follows the majority. It's not just going to follow the lone opinion of Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara answers that you might have thought, no, Rabbi Elazar or Rabbi Shimon has a sound logic. He's saying that if we allow you to carry it, then you might come to wear the shoe, So you might be inclined to say the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon. So Rav Masna is teaching us that it's not like Rabbi Elazar b'Reb Shimon. Rav Chiya says, it said, if people wouldn't say that I allow things which are usher, if I wasn't worried about people thinking I allow usher things, I'd allow a hobnailed sandal with many nails in it. I'd allow you to walk out with a hobnailed sandal that has many nails in it. So how many nails is considered a lot of nails according to Rav Chiya? In Pumbedisa, they said 24 nails. In Surah, they said 22 nails. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak brings a mnemonic to remember the 24 in Pumbedisa and the 22 in Surah. Shkayach.